Today's share of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah. Mitzvah Shem, we're going to finish off Simen Kuf Mem Vav. And we're up to Se'if Gimel. We discussed yesterday the tremendous importance of listening to every single word in the Kriyas HaTorah, how it's forbidden to even talk Torah during the laning, that may be a heter, according to some, to look inside quietly, Ben Gavra La Gavra, but certainly to talk Sichas Chulin, to talk any sort of a non-Torah talking during the laning, and not paying attention to the entire laning carefully, and as we brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, he suggests saying along each word quietly with the Baal Kareh is a terrible thing if a person wastes this opportunity, and it's a Bizoyin LaTorah. That was a quick summary of yesterday's end of the Shia. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Asur l'saper, one is forbidden likewise to talk, kishamafdir kore binovi, achi yashlim, kamo b'sefer Torah. You're not allowed to talk during the Haftorah as well. You have to wait until the person who's getting the Haftorah finishes reading the Haftorah, and as we see, the Brachos, and this is the same halach as by a sefer Torah, one should not talk. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tez Zayin brings down, Ayin lekamin simin reish pei dalid. Look over there in Hilchos Shabbos and the halachos of the Haftorah. The tzorach lekavin gam kein lebirchos hamaftir v'lano sacharim omen ayin shom. It says over there that a person should listen to the bracha before the Haftorah and to the brachos after the Haftorah. One can possibly even use them to be yotzei the 100 brachos on Shabbos. It's a difficult thing for a person to make 100 brachos on Shabbos because he doesn't have the 3:19 brachos shemana esrays that he says every weekday, and therefore it's very important for a person to listen to those brachos and to even have in mind to include them in his count of the 100 brachos. Sif Dalet, the Mechaber writes, Ein tzorach lamod me'umod b'eish shekorin b'torah. One does not have to stand up while the laning is going on. One is allowed to sit. However, the Ramah brings down, v'yesh machmirin v'omdim. There are those that are machmir, and they do stand up through the entire laning. And this, in fact, he says, v'chein osa ma'ram. This was the opinion of the ma'ram. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Zayin explains, even the people standing up by the bima where the Torah is being laid, they technically also don't even have to stand because of the Sefer Torah. The only time you really have to stand is when the Sefer Torah is being carried and moved from one place to another. While the Sefer Torah is lying down in its place, or as we'll see, sometimes even standing up in its place, one technically does not have to go and stand up in front of the Sefer Torah. Now he points out that we already learned this in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, and we said that the only people that do have to stand up, Davka HaKore, the one who's laning, Va'ola LaTorah, the one who's getting the Aliyah, Tzricha Lamo, they certainly have to stand up. Dershu footnote 15 reminds us as well, the Skan, the Gabbai, should also be standing. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'chein afilu kisha echad tov sabiyado, even when somebody's holding the Sefer Torah, kigon be'esh shekorin haftorah. For example, somebody is reading the Haftorah, so what do they do with the Sefer Torah? They have somebody holding the Sefer Torah. Kivan shehu yoshe b'makomo, since the person who's holding the Sefer Torah is sitting down, ino tzorich lamod lefoneo, all the people in the shul do not have to stand up at that time. Afilu him yisoch dalet amos shelo al habima, even if they're up there on the bima, or right near where the Sefer Torah is being held, so they don't have to stand up as well. The Shaar HaTzion in Siv Katan Yud Ches, the Chofetz Chaim writes, the Prima Gadim brings down, Dafilu hu omed ima, kigon be'eish shemaskir chazin neshamos. So for example, they have the person holding the Sefer Torah stand up while they're doing yiskar or they're doing a kelmale. Gam kein eino mechuyev oz lokum lefenel. Technically, you don't have to stand up at that point. Why? Kivin shachazin omed ima b'mokum echot. Since the chazin is standing still in one place, l'fi zeh hu adin be'eish shepozkan aron. And he brings down, as a result of this, we have another great kula over here. The technique when the Aron Kodesh is open, ki alo b'chozeh b'mokum omukanachas. The Sifrei Torah are actually standing up in the Aron Kodesh, but they're not being moved. And therefore, technically, you do not have to stand up when the Aron Kodesh is open. However, he brings down, he says the veld does stand up, people do stand up when the Aron Kodesh is open, and he said that's a beautiful and correct thing to do. He says also, look in the Eliyahu Rabbah, however, by Hagba, one could argue, well, there's also somebody just holding the Sefer Torah, maybe you don't have to stand up. He says, by Hagba, you definitely have to stand up, even if it's considered in a separate Rishus, up by the Bima, and you're in the regular congregation seats, nevertheless, you still have to stand up. He explains the reasoning is, Dahariyu Magbiya, La Rosu, La Om, Mukhrab, Mukhabda. He said that they are doing this for the sole purpose of giving cover to the Torah, and therefore you have to stand up to be Mukhabi the Torah. Yishuv footnote number 16 brings down that the Sefer Torah is standing up on some sort of a bench or in some sort of a chair. As many people have, they have holes in a chair and they put the Atzi Chaim of the Sefer Torah into the chair. So Moshe Feinstein writes down, Shemistabish et Tzrichim Lamod. He says you do have to stand up in that situation. He doesn't like that custom of putting the Sefer Torah into a chair. And he adds, Hosef Sha'anth im HaSefer Torah Omed B'Shipua, even if it's leaning, Mistabish et Tzrich Lamod, you still have to stand up in that situation. However, he says, L'dayto also lasos ken. He doesn't think you should do this. He doesn't think it's a cover for the Torah. It's better for a person to hold it. The issue footnote number 24 discusses what about on Simchas Torah, when all the Sefer Torah are out there and people are moving and dancing with them. So he brings down many opinions that say that, for example, the Aruch HaShulchan, Shibishor, Shirokdim, Mistovim, Sefer Torah, also La Noshim Loshevitz. People can't sit down in the same shul and room where the Sefer Torah is being done, the hakafos, and is being danced with. There are some kulas that are brought down. Maybe if a person is holding a Sefer Torah, so he would be allowed to sit, because if you're holding a Sefer Torah, you don't have to stand up for another Sefer Torah. There may be other kulas in terms of forming some sort of a machitza, but certainly everybody should certainly be standing up for, at least for the hakafa, the first time they do each hakafa. So for that part of the hakafos, you should be standing up. Maybe there's room to be mako for an older person, or and there's other certain situations, but Lamaisa, person should stand up or try to leave the room if he's not able to stand up where they're doing the hakafos. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'da, debay, shinosino, so when people are actually moving the Sefer Torah, let's say from the Aron Kodesh to the Bima or vice versa, chayev lamod lefonel, then everybody must stand up in front of the Sefer Torah. And how long should they be standing? Ach diskasem e'enav, until you can no longer see the Sefer Torah. Or alternatively, ach yagieno hamolich lemakom, or until the person gets to the place and he puts the Sefer Torah down, at that point you're allowed to sit down. And to lean on something while the Sefer Torah is being brought around is also aser, because in this situation we say the smicha is considered like yeshiva. When you're leaning on something, it's like you're sitting down. And this is true. Dishu footnote number 23 brings down, is even if you wouldn't fall down if that thing was taken away from you, whereas we said by davening that would be b'dieved acceptable, here because of the aim for the Sefer Torah, you shouldn't lean on anything. Even if you pulled it away, you wouldn't fall down. He brings down, a person there should be careful not to lean on a shtender when the Sefer Torah is being brought out. The issue footnote number 17 discusses whether you have to have the same standing and awe for a Sefer Torah that's possible. So he brings down the Aruch HaShulchan, technically she'ein tzorich lamo b'fonav. However, the Shelus HaTshuvas from the Noda B'Yehuda brings down she'kedusha Sefer Torah possible hu k'kedusha Sefer Torah kosher, that you should treat it the same way. And L'maisa, Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down Medina ein chayav, you're not mechuyev min hadin to stand up for the Sefer Torah possible, but he says the minig is to stand up, and this was the opinion of Rishon Zalman as well. The issue footnote number 18 brings down that this minhag to stand up while the Sefer Torah is being moved from one place to another is brought down in the name of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and the Igros Moshe, that this is a din d'oraisa. This is based on the Kal V'chomer that says, im mipnei lom de'om, if you have to stand up for Talmud Chacham, certainly for the Sefer Torah itself, lo kol shekein, you should certainly have to stand up. Indeed, even if a person is learning, he has to stand up if a Sefer Torah is brought around. The issue footnote number 19 brings down, Kisha'echad Mahalik v'Sefer Torah v'Lefonav, if somebody's walking and the Sefer Torah is coming, so he has to let the Sefer Torah go first, according to the Aruch HaShulchan. Sorech Lamo b'Mekomo Ach Yavar Sefer Torah. The reason behind all of this is brought down in Dishu footnote number 20 from the Hamek Bracha, who says that this is a din of Mora, Sheish Linhog b'Fnei Sefer Torah. And he says, Kishem Sha'omelo Hagoyin Rav Yitzch Zev Mibrisk, Legabi Din Kima B'nei Rabo Muvo, Kimelo Einav, just like you have to stand up, the Brisker Rav said, in front of your Rebbe, for the entire distance that you can see your Rebbe, and this is a din of Mora, so too for the Sefer Torah, for the entire distance that you can see it, you have to stand up. It's more than just the Dalit Amos. The issue footnote number 21 brings down from the Ramah in Simen Kuf Mem Tes, which we'll learn in a few days, that you should likewise, maybe in Lavev, escort the Sefer Torah until it reaches the Bima or the Aron. The issue footnote number 22 brings down, if the person stops, so then that doesn't give you a heter to go and sit down. You have to wait while the Sefer Torah is still standing still, but if the person is going to go and continue walking in a moment, so then you have to keep on staying standing. Sivkot Yud Ches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Be'esha Korim B'Torah, you don't have to stand up with the other people while the Torah is being laid. However, B'Shas Amir Baruch Hu, V'Nias Baruch Hashem HaVaruch L'Olam V'Ed, for those beginning parts of the bracha, a person does have to stand up because there are Dvarim Shebikdusha which you have to stand up for. Everybody agrees you have to stand up for them. Because this is a davar shebikdusha. The issue footnote number 27 brings down that there are some mekilim who say if you're already sitting, you don't have to stand up for it, but the machmirim hold it. You do have to stand up, and one should be choshesh for this shita. The issue footnote number 28 brings down, in a place where everybody is sitting down, then the Kaf HaChaim brings down that in the name of the Kol Elyo, that you shouldn't stand up because it looks like you're a mechzei kiyora, like you're a very arrogant person. However, the Sefer Imri Bina says, and as well, the Pesach Hadvir, Rashoy Le'amod, you are allowed to stand up. This is not called Yuhara, because you can be Choshesh for those poskim that say you should stand up. And this is, in fact, the opinion of Yashiv. However, he also does bring down the opinion of the Kaf HaChaim, who writes, She'esh Inyan Davko Loshevis, B'Eskriyas HaTorah, V'chein Noag HaRizal, and this is based upon Kabbalah. Sivkot Nutes, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ramah, who says there are those that are machmir, like the Maram, and they did stand up. So he brings down from the Pichadosh and the Gra, the Ika Kesar Rishonah, that the real halacha holds that you don't have to stand up. The Chay Nagu, and this is the Minog. Vabach, Basiman Kuf Menalov, Kosav, the Bach writes, the Gam HaMaram Ode the Medina Shari. Even the Maram, who had the opinion that we just said to stand up, he holds Min Hadin, you don't have to. So why did he stand up? El the Sphere, the Roy Lahadiv Lamud. He says it's a hider to go and stand up over here. Bemeshit Sarah Chodom Lalos Bedaito, Kishmea Kriya, Mipia Kori, Kilu Kibla, Osa, Shah, Mehar Sinai. Because this way it will help to influence a person to think that right now, standing up for the Laney, this Laney was the same way we got the Torah in Har Sinai when everybody stood up. So therefore it will spur his concentration and will spur his kavana, and therefore he would stand up. Well, Bahar Sinai, how you call Yisrael Amden? And everybody stood up at Har Sinai, as the pasuk says, "Kedusiv Anochi Omeid Ben Hashem Uveneichem VeGomer." Umishahu ish chalosh v'koshel olamod. If somebody is an older person, a weaker person, an infirm person, and he has difficulty standing up, if he were to stand up, therefore he'll be concentrating so hard on standing up, he won't be able to concentrate to the laning. So then the Shagas Ayi brings down, it's preferable for such a person to sit. Finally, Sivkot and Chav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Chenos HaMaram, on the statement that the Ramah made, that the Ramah stood up. However, everybody agrees, with being Gavra Legavra, in between the Aliyos, L'kuli HaMashori Leishev. Certainly, in between the Aliyos, there is no obligation to stand up. Dear Shufuna number 29 brings down that during the Haftorah, this time doesn't apply that you should have to stand up. The Shevet Halevi brings down, certainly ain't Tzorich Lamod. However, the one who's reading the Haftorah, he should stand up. He does bring down, when we read the Haftorah for the Maisei HaMerkava, there are those that have the minhag to stand up. In Dear Shufuna number 30, he brings down a whole discussion, is it appropriate or not appropriate to stand up for the Aseres HaDibros? So there's one position basically that states that the reason why we don't say every day the Aseres HaDibros, as we discussed earlier in the first volume of Mishnah Berurah, is because people mistakenly think that that's the only thing that was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachman al-Islam, they're going to say the rest was written by Moshe Rabbeinu on his own. So therefore, we don't say the Aseres HaDibros publicly together in the davening, so some suggest we shouldn't stand up only for the Aseres HaDibros, because then people mistakenly think that that's the only part that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, Rachman al-Islam, and that the rest was man-given, or written by Moshe Rabbeinu as a very smart person. Others, however, disagree and say, no, since we do stand up for other parts of the laning, for example, people stand up for Oz Yashir, when we say that, Parsha Shira, people stand up at the last psukim of the end of a sefer, for Chazak, Chazak, Vinis, Chazek, so therefore, this isn't a concern. Some suggest if you want to get around this problem, so stand up for the entire laning that week, and this way it won't look like you're only standing up for a specific part of the laning. This concludes Simen Kuf Mem Vav. And now we can start Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, the halachos of Galila. Galila Sefer Torah. So the Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph and he writes, Osu lechol Sefer Torah orum below mitpachas. It is forbidden to touch the Sefer Torah with your bare hands without some sort of a cloth or something like a talus intervening between you and the cloth of the Sefer Torah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Aleph explains, this is based upon the Gemara, Amrin and Davur Zeh Nikbar Orum Mitzvazu. Rachman al-Islam, if somebody does touch the cloth, he'll be buried, so to say, naked from this mitzvah, which means the hainu she'en lo schar shalosa mitzvah, that he won't get the schar for whatever he was doing with the Sefer Torah, the fact that he touched it, so that negates the schar that he would have gotten, yotza scharo behef seido. The issue footnote number one brings down, the reasoning behind this is based upon the Levush, who writes, Yesh bezeh zilzul v'kalus rosh kineged Sefer Torah. This is a degradation and a lightheadedness towards the Sefer Torah. You don't treat it with the proper covenant and respect that it deserves. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Vakavona, the understanding over here is, Shim Ochaz v'kara bo en lo schar mikriya, that if you were reading the Sefer Torah and holding on to it with your hands and touching the cloth, so you'll lose the schar for the reading of the Sefer Torah because you held on to it. Or if you're going to do Galila on the Sefer Torah or anything else with the Sefer Torah, whatever you're doing, which is a mitzvah, you'll lose it by the fact that you touched it. And just touching it with your hands is asur. This is, of course, when there was no purpose or need to. But if somebody has to go and correct something on the Sefer Torah, so he has to touch the Sefer Torah, or litvar kitzas, or he's going to re-sew together the different klafim, or he's gluing certain things together, and he has to touch a Sefer Torah, anything that you can think of that requires him actually to touch a Sefer Torah. So since there is no alternative, Hecho de lo Efshar Rashoi, since there is no alternative, the Prima Gadim brings down, he is allowed to do this. However, Mikol Makom, the Mishnah Berurah says, Tov Shiito Yod Utchila, he certainly should wash his hands first to make sure his hands are clean. Avo Kesheino Tzarech, but if there is no Tzarech to touch the cloth, so Afilu Betino Zedayim, even if he did wash his hands, Yesh Lachmir, one shouldn't touch the cloth, Kemosh Mesayim HaRamah, as the Ramah will say in a moment. Tisha foot number two brings down, even when you do have a heter to go touch the parchment, so then you should certainly still try to wear some sort of a glove or a cloth that you shouldn't have to touch the parchment with your hands. Likewise, when you're doing galila, you certainly, if you need to adjust the cloth so it's aligned properly, many have the minhag that they use their talis to pick up the cloth rather than touch it with their hands. Tisha foot number three brings down, however, to read the Torah with gloves on, or anything similar to that, he brings down Shelas Achuah's Torah Lishma is not a proper cover for the Torah. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkat and Beis, and he writes, Sefer Torah Orim, you're not allowed to touch the Sefer Torah with your bare hands. In lo ayidei zeh, ayidei beged hamafsik, unless you're holding, of course, like a talus or some sort of a cloth that you don't touch it with directly with your bare hands. And therefore, b'eishigolim ha-Sefer Torah kodim kriyo b'shas hagbah. Therefore, when you're rolling up the Sefer Torah or you're doing hagbah on it, shilafamim nushachim yirios ha-Sefer Torah. Sometimes the clothing fall down a little bit. They're not aligned properly. Or b'chadei l'hashos ha-yiri, in order to make sure that all the clothing are lined up properly so that the Sefer Torah isn't off-balanced. Ochazim v'rosh ha-yirios l'mshachosim l'malo l'mato k'dei shiyah shavim mi'mchutz. You pick up or lower and touch the cloth itself. So as I tzorich lizor shalo yechos b'yirios b'yad aruma, you should try not to do this with your bare hand, as I just mentioned before, but you should use a talis. El tzorich hafsukas talis or mitpachas, some sort of a cloth. L'hafsuk bein yodov liyirios ha-sefer Torah. You shouldn't have to touch the actual cloth, the parchment of the sefer Torah. He brings down u'ba'amudei ha-sefer Torah. What about the atzei ha-chaim, the handles of the sefer Torah? So he says, Yochol lechos below mitpachas. One is allowed to touch these without having a talus or some sort of cloth intervening between his hands and the Atzei Chaim. However, he brings down in the name of the Bach and the Mogen Avraham, V'yesh machmirim. There are those that are machmir not even to touch the Atzei Chaim. The Korach and Amudi Sefer Torah, B'katzvos ha-talus, B'shas ha-gbah. And they'll wrap the talus around their hands, and then they'll hold on to the Atzei Chaim when they lift up the Sefer Torah for Hagbah. Dirshu footnote number 4 brings down that this was not the custom of the Zonish, who said, Mutu lechos is the Mudi Sefer Torah biyodibli hefzik talus umitpachas. He didn't permit this. And he says that many disagree with the Mogen Avraham that brought this down as a yesh machmirim. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Ubemokim shelo na'agu ha'kol lasos kein, and in a place where people were not fastidious about not even touching the Atzei Chaim with their bare hands, but always use the talus, in a place that they didn't have that minog, af mishirotz ledaktik was the yaseh b'das, a person who wishes to do so is allowed to do so. But he should make sure shelo yagishu bazeh b'nei yada mishum yuara. He shouldn't make sure that he makes a big deal out of it so people should notice this, and that would be an arrogant posture to have. But if nobody really notices and he wants to be machmir like this, it would be permissible. The Ramah continues now and he says, Hagav yeshomim duhu adin shar kisvei kodesh. The same halacha applies in regards to touching the cloth of other kisvei kodesh, the other books of Navi or Ksuvim that are written on a cloth. However, he writes, v'lo noagu kein, but the minhag is not to do so. But he says, V'tov lahachmir im lo not ha-yodav. But one should be careful not to do this unless he's washed his hands. Or b'sefer Torah, afil b'chi ha-gav na-asar. But with the sefer Torah, even if you did wash your hands, you should make sure not to touch it. You should always make sure you touch it with a talus. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Gimel writes, Shar kisvei kodesh. He says, this is only true v'davka kishesuvim ashuris ala klaf u'bidyo kisefer Torah. This is only written when it's like a sefer Torah, when these nach are written like a sefer Torah on cloth with the proper ink, like for a sefer Torah, and written in the proper letters of Lashon Ashuris, like in a Sefer Torah. However, but our published Svarim, Avos Svarim Shelanu, our Chumashim and Tanakh, She'ein Nichtovim Bofen Zeh, that aren't written like that, they're published books, L'kuliyam Mutter, then certainly you're allowed to hold them with your bare hands, Afilu Kodim Natila, and even if you didn't wash your hands, that's not a problem. However, he does bring down, Umiyu, he suggests in the name of the El Yerabah and the Shagasayeh, Dafka B'Stam Yadayim. That's only if you know your hands aren't clean or aren't dirty. They're just Stam Yadayim. You don't know where they've been. Avol Kishiyada Shenoga B'Mokam Atinofis. If a person just came out of the bathroom, he should wash his hands first before he touches any Sfarim. Yesh L'Hachmer. The issue for the number 5 brings down that when a Sefer falls on the floor and it's lying there B'Bizoyim, so Rav Yashiv says, you quickly go and pick it up. And don't go to run and wash your hands if you know your hands are dirty. However, if at all possible, you should wipe your hands on something to do some sort of a nikias yadayim before you pick it up, if that's possible. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Dal writes, V'lo noagu kein, the minhag is not to be so fastidious and careful not to touch the cloth of nach. Hainu af b'yosin shiksuvin ashurus v'ala cloth kedin kagon megillah. So he says, even if the megillah is written properly, and it's written like with a sefer Torah on a cloth, with all the dinim writing the letters, lashon ashurus, he says, nevertheless, gam kein noag olam l'hokum. Many people are makel in this situation as well. The Ramah did conclude, however, Masayim Ramah, but the Bezeh Tov Lahachmim Lol Notal Yodav. Here he says, before you touch these types of things, you should wash your hands. Rots Lomar, Shame Stam Yadayim. This is talking again when your hands, you don't know if they're clean or they're dirty. They're just hands. You weren't careful with them. The Choshe Shem and Nogab and Mokam and Tunafim were concerned that maybe you touched some place that makes your hands dirty that they require Natilas Yadayim. Avokish Notal Yodav Ein Lahachmim Zeh. But once you've washed your hands, then you don't have to be concerned about this. However, by Sefer Torah, then as we pointed out already, by Sefer Torah, one shouldn't touch the cloth, even if he knows he's washed his hands. This concludes today's shiur.